hear me on a different mic now.
Brilliant.
What do you think of when you hear kingdom of God? What comes to mind when you hear the phrase kingdom of God? Why not shout out what comes into your mind? Kingdom. Heaven. Okay. Anything else? Kingdom of God. What does that make you think of? Glory. Okay. Heaven. Glory. What was that? Love. Okay. Incredible peace. Okay. Brilliant. Hopefully, the kingdom of God stirs up thoughts in your mind of the future and of God's goodness. Well, Jesus is the king of God's kingdom, and he wants his followers to know what his kingdom is like. So he tells a parable, a story, to help us understand. Let's listen to it again, and I've recruited some helpers to bring it to life for us. So if my helpers could come to the front. Okay. Sophie, if you want to stand next to me or take a place on one of the mats, and Rocco as well on one of the mats. Seb, you're okay there? Good. Okay. Now, it's a very short story, so don't miss it. Here we go. Jesus also said, "This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground. A man scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, he sleeps and gets up and sleeps and gets up and sleeps and gets up. And whether he sleeps or gets up, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows. Though the farmer does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces corn. First the stalk. Can you do a stalk, Sophie? First the stalk, then the ear. Good, she's growing. Then the full grain in the ear. Can you lift your arms? And as soon as the corn is ripe, the farmer puts the sickle to it because the harvest has come. There we go. Well done. Thank you very much. Have a seat for a moment. Well, we're going to do it again, aren't we? That was round one. We're going to do it again in a moment. It's good to have a practice. So, that's the story. And a bit of drama to bring it to life for us, just for a bit of fun. But we want to know what it means. What does it mean for us? And what's it got to do with the kingdom of God? So let's start with the man. Who is the man, the farmer, in the story? Any ideas?
Jesus,
thank you. Okay. I spent quite a while thinking about that this week. Is it Jesus? Is it God? Is it us? It's worth pondering that. Okay, Jesus. And then, what's the seed? So adults, think back to last Sunday and Tony's sermon in Mark 4. What does the seed represent? The word of God, thank you. Was that Tony himself or somebody else? Gordon, you were listening, thank you. And do you know, the soil that produces corn is us, followers of Jesus. We are the corn that grows from good soil. So let's hear the story again with the drama. But this time I'm going to add those things in. The man and the seed and the soil. What they stand for. Let's start with the farmer. Okay. Brilliant. And you can come and hold my hand as well if you like. Sophie. And Jack's going to join in. We'll see what he does. Brilliant. Let's make a start. This is what the kingdom of God is like. Now, Jack, you can join us. This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man, Jesus, scatters the word of God on the ground. That is, Jesus comes and shares the good news of salvation on earth. Okay, you better get back quickly, hadn't you, Seb? Night and day, he sleeps and gets up and sleeps and gets up and sleeps and gets up. There's a surprise here, not expecting that. This basically, he goes back home. And he leaves the crop to grow all by itself. So this is important. After Jesus came to earth to sow the seed of the gospel, he died and rose again to sow the seed of the gospel. No, don't act out being dead then, that's fine. But he died and rose again, and then he went back home to heaven. His message to enter people's hearts and get to work. He went away and he waited and waited and he's still waiting. Now, next is the seed. So if you want to curl up into a ball again. Next is the seed. Okay. And the seed sprouts and grows, though the farmer does not know how. Just as the seed grows underground beneath the surface, so an inward, invisible work takes place in people's hearts. All by itself, the soil produces corn. So this is where you grow a bit more. That is, people receive and accept the message, and it bears fruit. The word of God brings outward, visible change. Then the ear, first the stalk, so you could be a stalk. Then the ear, then the full grain in the ear, until they become fully grown. And as soon as they are ripe, that is, as soon as his people are ready, Jesus returns to reap his crop. Go for it, Seb. His people. Because the harvest, the kingdom, has come. Brilliant. Let's have another round of applause for our helpers. Be ready for Jesus' return. That's the point of this parable for us. Be ready for Jesus' return. Because harvest time is coming when Jesus will return as judge to gather up his people for his kingdom. So that's the question I want to leave you with this morning. Are you ready for Jesus' return? And it all comes down to what we do with his message, the word of God. If you reject his word, that is, if you don't want to listen to it or live it out, then there won't be any growth. There won't be fruit of faith to show for it, which would suggest that you're not part of his people and you're not ready for his return. If that's the case, his message isn't good news, it's bad news, because, well, it's bad news of punishment that lasts forever. But Jesus hasn't come back yet, so there's still time to believe in him. Believe in him today. You can accept his rescue from sin and believe in him today and know the joy and assurance that comes through faith in him. And if you receive his word, or if you have already received his word by listening to it and living it out, then there will be growth and change in your life as you become more like Jesus. That's the proof that his word is at work within you. And he has promised that he will bring his work to completion. So be encouraged. If Jesus is your king, then you're part of his kingdom people who are waiting for his return. Now, waiting doesn't sound like much fun, does it? I'm sure the kids will know how long it takes for a birthday or Christmas to arrive. Am I allowed to say Christmas now we're in October? There are things in the shops already. It feels like ages, doesn't it, for Christmas to come when you're a child. And the adults here may have found themselves waiting for hours at petrol stations this week, waiting to fill up with whatever's been left by the panic buyers. But being ready for Jesus' return doesn't mean just sitting and waiting and doing nothing. We keep listening and obeying and growing and sowing as Jesus invites us to join in with his work, sharing the good news of Jesus with others while there's still time. So we're going to sing about that now in our next song, Ready to Go. And let's give the musicians a moment. The kingdom of God. That's what the first parable is about. And the second parable shares the same theme. If you've still got the passage open in your Bible or on your device, take a look at verse 30. Mark chapter 4, verse 30. Again, Jesus said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it?" Again, Jesus wants to describe his kingdom to us so that we understand what it's like. Now, if we're talking about the almighty creator of the universe who makes massive stars and huge planets in the trillions, when it comes to describing his kingdom, maybe like me, you're thinking this is going to be humongous. But look at what he says next in verse 31. Jesus says his kingdom is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on earth. How strange. That doesn't sound right, does it? He says his kingdom is like a mustard seed, the smallest of all seeds. Well, I bought some mustard seeds yesterday, and they really are tiny. Perhaps a few of the children would like to help me measure them and plant a few. So if any young people, maybe climbers, want to come to the front, maybe two or three. Okay. Now, I've got some mustard seeds here. I've got them in this packet, and they really are tiny. So let's have a look. Let's just put them in this bowl.
How small?
Yeah, they are small, aren't they? Do you want to just carry those around and show the adults how small they really are? Sophie, do you want one? Yeah? They're so small I can't get them out. There they go. Okay, just grab one of those. Should we give one to Rocco? Okay, that's a mustard seed. Now, in fact, why don't you grab this magnifying glass? Maybe that will help. Will that help you see it a bit more clearly, do you think? Because it really is quite small. Jack, do you want one? Here's a mustard seed. Don't eat it, though. I noticed Tesco's do sell mustard seeds that you can eat, just as they are. Okay, now, Seb, could you come back and just measure one for me with this ruler? How big is it? Okay. Do you want another one? There you go, Jack. There's one there. Okay. Tell me, how long is a mustard seed, please? Oh, I forgot to show you the grain from the Fromos farm. Jack, Tony and Michelle's grandson was up there watching the combine harvester last week.
3 millimeters.
Okay, so they're quite big. Do you know that the average mustard seed measures 2 millimeters, which is tiny, isn't it? A fraction of a centimeter. About two, so okay, so it's about average. Now, we need to plant some. We need to try and grow some. I thought that would be fun. Okay, so, now, I'm not really a gardener. I try, but I'm pretty useless. So I know that there are gardeners here. I'm sure you'll set us straight if we get this wrong. But the instructions on the back look quite easy, okay? Make sure we don't knock the water over.
I don't suppose they are, actually.
Well, it says, sow indoors all year round by sprinkling seed on moist kitchen paper. So I've got some kitchen paper. Why don't I do the first one? Okay. Why don't we do that? Do you think that's going to be too wet now?
Yes, but we can't wait here all day waiting for them to grow.
Well, maybe we won't wait all day, but we'll see how we get on. Now, if I put that in there, we don't have proper seed trays, do we? But we'll see what happens. We can't go too far wrong, I don't think. So can you sprinkle some on top there? Let's do another one. Yeah, thank you.
Will you bring them back next week?
Oh, well, that's what I was thinking, actually. I thought that maybe you and Rocco could take them away and bring them back to show us. Okay, so put some seeds on there. Well done, Jack. Okay, and then it says we need to cover them with kitchen paper until the seeds start to germinate. So let's do that, germinate. So let's germinate. It means that they're going to, exactly, pop out. They're going to start to grow.
That won't be for 1 or 2 days.
It might take a while. It says 14 days to harvest, but that's okay. So things take a while to grow, don't they? God's kingdom takes a while to grow. It doesn't happen immediately.
Yes.
There
how
we go.
We, bring
one
back
more?
Next week and then see how they've got.
Well, do you know, Seb, I didn't tell you this, but that's exactly what I was thinking. I thought, why don't you take one and Rocco can take one and you can report back on how they grow, okay? Brilliant. Why not take a seat? Thank you, Sophie. I'll tell you more of the instructions later, but I think that's the gist of it. Because you need to keep them moist. Well done, Jack. And we'll try and get you some proper seed trays rather than just cardboard boxes. Any gardeners, if I've got that wrong, please set us straight later on. Brilliant, thank you. Do have a seat. Now, when Jesus compares his kingdom to a mustard seed, he's not saying that it's really, really small. But it did look small and weak to start with. At first, it was just Jesus and a dozen feeble followers who deserted him at his death and then hid. That doesn't sound like much of a kingdom, does it? One dead king, 11 deserters, and a traitor. But King Jesus didn't stay dead. He rose 3 days later. His followers received the Holy Spirit with power. And what happens next is really exciting, as we were learning from the book of Acts at the beginning of the year. To many people, it looked weak and sounded bizarre. But in the months and years and centuries that follow, the gospel goes global as Jesus' powerful message spreads from person to person and place to place. What starts very small gets very, very big. That's what Jesus says in verse 32. The mustard seed is the smallest of seeds, yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade. You see, the mustard seed is seriously powerful. Your seeds there, Seb and Rocco, can grow taller than you if left to grow to full growth. And some mustard trees can become 6 to 9 meters tall. So that's 20 or 30 feet. Amazing, isn't it? Just from a small little tiny seed. Does anyone remember visiting relatives, maybe grandparents? And when you arrive, they say, "My, how you've grown." Maybe they even get the pencil out and sort of mark it on the door frame. And they make a fuss over a few centimetres of growth. Well, if that's impressive, it is quite impressive, isn't it? Humans can grow 3 or 4 times in length from newborn baby to adult. But mustard seeds can grow 3 or 4,000 times in length. That is seriously impressive. So imagine if we grew at that rate. If we grew that much, we'd be 2,000-meter giants. I mean, if we stood next to the church, it would come up to our ankles. I mean, that puts the sort of potential for growth into perspective. It's ridiculous. And I think that's the point. The point Jesus is making is that the growth of his kingdom will be out of all proportion, beyond our wildest expectations. His kingdom doesn't just grow, its growth is off the charts. We need to draw to a close. So let's finish by asking, so what? The kingdom of God grows seriously big. So what? Well, if you're tempted to think that Christianity has had its day, that it's irrelevant or dying out and with science taking its place, or that it's all a bit wet, it's for weak people who need a crutch, or it's just for women and children, as a lot of men seem to think. If that's you, then Jesus says, think again. Because earthly kingdoms will rise and fall, but the kingdom of God becomes the largest of all. It will grow and stand tall forever. Others here will be trying to share the message of Jesus. But perhaps you feel weak, and the message feels weak. Maybe you're the only Christian in your year at school or among your colleagues at work. And the message of Jesus just feels embarrassing, if you're honest. You're tempted to despair or just keep silent and give up. Well, Jesus says, look again at what he's doing. Yes, gospel growth is slow in this country at the moment, but it's taken off over the past few decades in Africa, Asia, South America. And gospel growth will vary from time to time and place to place. But the best thing that we can do is trust King Jesus when he himself compares his kingdom to a mustard seed. St. Peter's, do we believe him? Be encouraged and keep gossiping the gospel, because the king is coming back and his kingdom will be huge. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for your kingdom. And thank you that you help us see that it's coming and that we need to be ready, and that it is going to be huge. Forgive us when we think it's small and we're embarrassed and ashamed. We think it's really feeble. We forget what you tell us, that it really is enormous. And if we believe in Jesus, we'll be part of it with an amazing future to come. So please help us to trust you, to get ready, to keep growing, and to keep gossiping the gospel so that others can join in too. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.